Good morning. It's Monday, September 29th, and this is Mamoon Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a Sunday service turned to horror in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Police say a gunman drove a vehicle into a Mormon church, opened fire with an assault-style rifle, and set the building ablaze, killing at least four and injuring eight. The suspect, 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, was shot dead by officers 8 minutes after the first call. FBI crisis teams have joined the investigation as bomb threats are probed at other locations. Governor Gretchen Whitmer called the attack unacceptable, while President Trump described it as yet another targeted attack on Christians. Authorities say the motive remains unclear as recovery efforts continue. Another news, a breakthrough in hostage negotiations. American citizen Amir Amiri has been released after 9 months' detention by the Taliban in Afghanistan following mediation by Qatar. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio thanked Doha for its tireless diplomatic efforts, noting that several Americans remain unjustly detained. Amiri is the fifth U.S. citizen freed from Taliban custody this year, and sources say talks began in March before culminating in a deal this weekend. Qatar flew Amiri out of Kabul on Sunday. Officials haven't disclosed the reason for his detention, but Washington says it's working to secure the release of others still held around the world. Ukraine endured one of its heaviest air assaults in months overnight. Russian drones and missiles rained down on Kyiv and several other regions for 12 hours, killing at least four people, including a 12-year-old girl. More than 40 others were wounded across multiple provinces. Poland scrambled fighter jets after NATO accused Moscow of repeated airspace violations. President Volodymyr Zelensky urged allies to increase pressure on Russia, saying the Kremlin benefits from terror as long as it profits from energy sales. Emergency crews continue searching the rubble for survivors while Western leaders weigh stronger sanctions on Moscow. Another news, Europe's migration crisis hit a new milestone over the weekend. A single small boat carrying 125 people, the largest ever, crossed the English Channel on Saturday, part of nearly 900 migrants arriving in one day. French authorities also reported multiple deaths, including a young adult found on a northern beach and two Somali women who drowned when their vessel sank. UK Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood blamed people smugglers for wreaking havoc on borders and vowed to restore order. Despite increased patrols and British funding for French operations, crossings show no sign of slowing. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.